Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you.
Hey everybody, Nathan Bechtold with LakeExpo.com and Take on the Lake. Welcome to our latest episode. Today we are interviewing Steve Sharkey and Matt Dillman, and we are talking about the Lodge of Four Seasons. So the Lodge is arguably one of the most iconic destinations at Lake of the Ozarks. It is extremely well known. If you've been to the lake over the last many decades, you have almost certainly developed some memories of times spent at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. And the big news is that this year it changed hands. It was acquired. The Lodge historically was in the Brown family, owned and managed the Lodge, and they have handed that off. So we are talking with Steve Sharkey, the new general manager there. And we're just going to talk about what's different, what's the same, what the future looks like all over the place. So thank you. And then Matt Dillman is you're the golf pro, right?
Yes, sir.
Managing the golf side of the Lodge. So thank you guys for both being here. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. No, we're really excited. I appreciate you asking us to.
Absolutely.
And listen, there's a lot of history here. And, as you mentioned, it is the oldest facility, in the Lake of the Ozarks. And in 1964, it was founded by Harold Cobbler.
Right.
And, it was, kind of put the area on the map for a premier destination location. And ever since then, it's just been developing. And it reminds me more so of, remember the iconic resorts up in the Poconos the Catskills back in the day?
Sure.
Like Dirty Dancing and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's kind of the feeling you get out here with mm-hmm. the Lodge. It's got a lot of history. Everybody that's worked here, their parents have worked here at one time. They grew up on the Lodge. It's got a name and a feel in the community, which is very big.
Yeah, it's rooted to the lake's origin story, honestly, right, in a lot of ways, because the Cobbler family and all that, like, that's way back stuff. So you're right. Like, it is connected to the heart of the lake.
Right. And Susan, who's the daughter of Harold, kind of took it over and it evolved over the years. And it's really been a staple here in the community. And not just the community, but the whole area, Missouri. And it's got a good name, a strong following. And we're really excited to take it over and have a chance to really develop the blueprint that they set forward for us.
What's okay? So remind everybody the name of the ownership group that now has sort of taken over ownership management of the Lodge of Four Seasons.
Well, I can tell you it's a development group out of New York.
Okay.
And they have several other projects similar to this, and it's probably the most advanced, tuned in ownership group I've worked for. They're willing to really invest in the property and also invest in the history of the property. We want to keep the history and the roots that the Browns laid and really take it to another, just evolve the technology, so to speak.
Right.
We've already put a lot in. We've already planned on putting a lot in. So we've already done a lot of renovations and there's a lot more to come. But we are going to leave the history. We are going to leave the feel of the Lodge, but we're going to add a lot more features to it and we're going to upgrade it. So it's more of a modern look, but keeping the old, the Lodge feeling that it's always had over the years that makes it so desirable as a destination for families and couples and groups,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, that's part of what it is about the Lodge. I mean, in the world of lodging and resorts and all this, there's kind of two animals, right? There's like the flag hotels that have the major brands that you're familiar with. And then there's the, I don't know if it's boutique is the right word, but the sort of very unique character kind of places that you go and you expect a different kind of experience at those places. So obviously that's what the Lodge has been historically. And it sounds like what you're saying is that the new ownership group wants to lean into that.
They do. And we want to make it a one-stop shop for a destination. And that's the most important thing that we're looking at, is really improving on our activities, our offerings. Not just obviously upgrading the rooms and the general appearance of the property, but more so the going-ons on the property. We've already enhanced our activities department. We have more activities to offer the families. We just renovated our movie theater. We have a 200-seat movie theater. We're introducing a new gaming experience for our guests. Well, there'll be it's more a virtual reality kind of experience that nobody has in this area. And it's going to be expanded out into three phases. So it'll be a whole entertainment complex over the next couple of years.
Wow.
Yeah. And our pool experience, we have four pools outside, but we've enhanced our offerings at the pool. We have more games. We have more activities. We've done a lot of work in our Japanese garden. You know, it's really a cool experience out there now. And it's, you know, we want to gear it towards families, but we also want to have, you know, the romantic feel for it. You know, the couples can go out because it's a great view. No view. I mean, no property has a better view than we are. We're sitting right on the lake.
Yep.
And it's, you sit outside, you got the fire pits, you roast s'mores, and just look over the lake in the evening, have a glass of wine. There's nothing more romantic. I'm telling you, it's beautiful.
It sure is. I mean, the rooftop is also a really awesome spot up there.
It is. It is. And you know, we just finished up our, and also, you know, we do a lot of group business here. We do a lot of events here, a lot of weddings. We just remodeled our cabana hall, which is about 70,000 square, I'm sorry, about 50,000 square feet. We could fit about maybe 2,000 in there. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice convention spot, and we have a good amount of space here. We have very unique space. You know, nobody wants to get married on the four walls anymore. Mm-hmm. They want unique space they can't find anywhere else. That's what we have here.
Yeah.
You know, we have the grounds that are beautiful. It's a mini city here.
Yeah.
That you could really relax and unwind, and you know, you don't feel tired from a vacation after a vacation, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys both are new to the lodge, right?
Yeah.
But you're stepping into an established team of folks, everything from at the front desk to, you know, caring for the rooms to facilities. So what's that like to step into the middle of that? You guys kind of trying to learn all of it all at once, but having folks, like you said, probably that have worked there for, I would bet, decades. There are people who have worked there for decades, right? So how's that been?
And before them, their parents worked here.
Right.
So, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, you don't get that often. Normally, you come in, you have to build your own team. You know, this team that we have here, you know, is rooted in the property, and they believe in it. That's the whole thing. You know, you have to believe in the product that you're selling or you're working at. Otherwise, anything you do is not going to work. You know, this team they live and breathe it. They love it. They it's like Disney for them. You know, that they're like characters. They feel like characters, which is huge.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot easier for us. And Matt, I'm sure, could tell you the same thing. On the golf side, it's the same thing over on the golf side, which makes it great because they can relate to the guests that live here, that come out here, or even repeat guests, mm-hmm. you know, and everything that we want to do to move it forward, you know, they're going to buy in because they believe in it. And that's the most important thing. That's what's the most exciting part about this whole venture is the, you know, associates we're surrounded with.
Yeah, that was my guess, is that they are probably the largest single asset, you know, alongside the facility itself, like in terms of making a kind of a new future for the lodge, because they're there and they get it and they believe in it and they love it and they know the lake and the people and all that. That was just, I would assume that would be the case. So that's cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's very easy to spin off ideas too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. Yeah. Because they've seen and thought things. Right. And that takes me into another thing. So the lodge has this long historical arc, right? Much longer than I've been alive. Like, I grew up coming and having memories at the lodge, at the lake. I didn't grow up at the lake, but remember the movie theater and different things. And so, but what I had heard over the past probably decade or so of just being in the business I'm in is like, feels like it needs a little updating, feels like it needs a little something. And I know that they went through an update. I forget what year it was. It wasn't terribly long ago in some areas, but maybe highlight a little bit of like what, let's go down maybe the punch list a little bit of upgrades, updates, things that new ownership said, here's what we're going at first. Maybe here's what we're going at second. Kind of what does that priority list look like?
Sure. And Nathan, you know, as well as I do, any facility in America is going to need an upgrade.
Sometime. Oh yeah. Always.
And that's what it really comes down to. So, you know, there's a lot of things that what we did was we looked at our, you know, our pressing areas first. Obviously, you know, the non-sexy items like mechanical. You know, we've done a lot of mechanical work for new AC units, roofing, painting, landscaping, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. We put a lot into it already this year. We've got new cart paths that are being laid right now at the golf course, new carts, golf carts, I mean, tractors. I mean, a little bit of the non-sexy stuff. The sexy stuff we're starting. We've already redone our Campana Hall, which is our big convention hall. We redid the flooring, the painting, everything is brand new in there. It's beautiful. The roofing, the AC unit, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we've already had great returns from our guests and groups. We've redone the experience at the pool. We've added more activities. We've added more events down there, more entertainment. We upgraded the Fire and Ice, which is our outdoor bar restaurant at the pool. Japanese Garden got a facelift. We're getting new carpet in the hallways coming in about a month or so. New key locks. We're going to get new RFID key locks on all the doors in the facility, which will make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's we've also done some renovation in the spa. We've done some renovation in the movie theater. We've done some a villa, which is our condo, has all been renovated as well. It's got a facelift on the outside. We redid the whole outside. We redid a lot of the rooms, new carpet. It's going to be a great experience. Nice. They all have kitchens in there, so it's a nice like extended stay kind of experience for our guests.
Nice.
So, and there's, you know, there's a lot more that's coming down the pike. I mean, obviously we're going to eventually do our rooms and property as far as the lobby, the look and such. But, you know, this is all in the first year. The stuff I've mentioned is all the stuff that the owners have done in 1 year. They've been there, not even a year, actually. So it's very impressive. I mean, they're very, very committed to the property and committed to the area and also the community. I mean, we're definitely engrossed in the community. We're involved in the community.
Right.
That's gotta very
be
important to us. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So my takeaway from that is that if people come to the lodge, they'll notice things have changed already.
We hope. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And it's not just that, it's even the attitude and the passion of the associates. Mm-hmm. Because once they see the renovations and stuff, they, you know, obviously they're going to get excited.
Sure. Right. It feels like something's happening. Yeah.
Absolutely. It feels like Disney World for them.
Right.
You know, like Christmas all over again. So.
This episode of Take on the Lake is brought to you by Alpha Lit LOZ. So, you know that moment when guests walk into a wedding or a party and there's this perfect glow. You've seen them, those giant letters spelling out love or lake life or USA, whatever fits the vibe. It looks awesome because that party got Alpha Lit. Alpha Lit LOZ brings custom marquee letters to events all across Lake of the Ozarks, from pool parties and birthdays to corporate conventions and wedding weekends. Set up, lit up, torn down, all handled, and it looks great. So whether you're a bride-to-be or planning a fundraiser or you just want your lake bash to stand out, these lights make memories and photo ops that you'll want to frame. Book your letters at alphalitletters.com/LOZ or follow along on Facebook and Instagram at alphalitLOZ.
So, Matt, why don't you talk a little about the golf side? There's the Cove and then...
And the Ridge.
Yes, the Cove and the Ridge. Tell a little about the role that golf has played in like the lodge's kind of past and then what you're doing.
I think that when you play the Cove, if you think about it, it's the only golf course that's accessible to the public that's on the main channel. So you have views of the main channel. It's a 1974 Robert Trent Jones Sr. design, and every hole is exactly like he designed it except one hole, and hole number two got redesigned. But it's got the feel of an old school country club, kind of like the lodge does. It's got a lot of history in it. And then our other course, the Ridge, was a Ken Cavanaugh design, and you can see that it's a little bit more modern of a design, but it's more elevation, and I believe it's more scenic. Like, you got better scenery from some tee boxes hitting, you know, straight downhill and playing uphill, but they played totally different. Both of them do, but, you know, for them to be part of the lodge and the history, it all comes together. I think it's a great fit for the courses and the lodge.
Yeah, that's great.
It all falls into our one-stop shop.
Right.
You know, we have several golf packages we offer. Groups bring people bring their groups down here to play golf. They'll stay overnight. It includes breakfast, dinner, golf. I mean, and plus all the activities that go with it. I mean, that's, again, it's a one-stop shop for everything. You have everything on property from a first-class spa that we have to two championship golf courses and all the amenities that the hotel has. I mean, it's one of a kind in the area by far.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and golf is, I don't think a lot of people that aren't golfers realize how big a deal golf is at Lake of the Ozarks. Like how big of a draw, because everybody knows boating and the lake is a draw, but especially I have a friend that's a golf pro around here and he says, you know, July, August are actually kind of slower months because it's brutally hot and a lot of people are boating, but man, he says most of the rest of the year, there's so many golfers that come here to the lake. And so it can't be understated, A, how important that is of a draw to people. And like you're saying, Steve, that the lodge has two courses and creates an entire experience for folks. So that is really cool. Matt, what's your background in golf?
I've been in the PGA since 2003. I got my Class A membership in 2009. Most of my career, I actually worked at a course here at the lake. I worked at Porto Chima in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Fell in love with the lake and always had it in the back of my head to come back. And I've been in St. Louis for probably the past, I think, past 13 years. I was at Fox Run Golf Club in Norwood Hills. And then this opportunity came and I jumped on it.
Great. And then, Steve, I didn't get your background either. What's your background in hospitality in this world and all that stuff?
Well, I mean, I've been doing it a long time. Not that I'm that old, but I came up through the F&B side. So I'm a chef by nature, by trade, and everything from restaurants to banquets to catering to sales, all the way through up the ranks through there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I made my mark.
Okay. And on that note, actually, HK's.
Yep.
You didn't mention that yet. I mean, this is a superb restaurant at the lake. I think not nearly enough people think about HK's when it comes to just where should we get dinner. And my guess is that partly that's because it lives inside a hotel, you know, so there's that element too, which is that's challenging to kind of navigate that. But literally, you don't have to be staying at the hotel to eat dinner at HK's. You could have, it's an outstanding place to eat. We featured HK's at Lake Expo. And so I don't want to talk about that a little bit and what sure. How important it is to the lodge.
It's very important. And the thing about HK's is it's an old school, it feels like an old school steakhouse. And, you know, back in the day, you know, those were the places to eat at. You come with your tuxedo or your suit and, you know, candlelit. You had your waiter in tuxedos and you had the piano playing. That's kind of the atmosphere, the feel. We've changed it up a little bit, made it a little more modern. Mm-hmm. The same look to a certain extent, but more, you know, price conscious and more diverse selection of entrees and food. And you know, we've expanded on the bar experience there. So we are starting to get a lot of locals again. We're doing a lot more advertising. We've changed up the menu. We've changed up the service, the experience, the entertainment in there. And now we're just getting the word out. And you're right. You know, anytime you have that stereotypical hotel restaurant, you know, there's always in the back of somebody's mind, that's just in a hotel. It's not going to be anything good. But, you know, HK's is, that food is just amazing. It really is. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. It is. If I can eat here every day, I would. I mean, there's some signature items that we do really well here that nobody else does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from our handmade onion rings to our sauce to, I mean, everything's made from scratch here. So it really is exciting. And it's going to be a great run for us as we put this into play in the community and, you know, get more advertisement out there, get more word out there and just get everybody in to try it. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's exciting for people to hear that there are some new stuff happening at the lodge broadly, right? And so I'm excited for folks to learn more about this. What are some things I'm leaving out or not asking about or that you want to highlight? Maybe what's a takeaway that you sure. want people to hear or think about?
Sure. Like I said, I mean, the Lodge of Four Seasons, it's a staple in the area. And it's an experience you're not going to get in the Lake of Ozark anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only because of the type and variety of amenities that we offer here that nobody else does, from golf to our pool experience. you know, all the way around the bit to a restaurant experience, all the way around. It's, you know, it's really a unique experience. And the location is very important too. You know, we're situated right on the cliff. We're overlooking the, right in the Village of Four Seasons, overlooking the lake. And, you know, there's nothing like it. And, you know, we also have a marina, a 200 slip marina where you can rent a boat. You right. know, there's a lot of opportunity for our guests to really experience a little bit of everything. And it's become a destination property. You can spend several days here and not do everything.
And I guess I'll add to that too, that, you know, obviously a lot of people that are spending time at the lake in the summer are here at their lake house, right? And the lodge has quite a bit for those folks too, right? If everything from the golf to, like you said, the marina to HKs. And so that's, I think, worth pointing out that, again, it's not even just a come and stay here and experience it thing, but for people that either live at the lake or are coming to their lake house or whatever else, there's a lot for them at the lodge. And it sounds like you guys are pouring into that, making that experience even better.
Yeah. We have also added down in the marina, we've added a whole, like a bar area down there. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to dock your boat, come out there, have a drink, sit out there, just relax on the dock overlooking the Lake of the Ozarks and, you know, and just experience the day there. You know, we'll have a food yeah. truck eventually down there. It's going to be a really cool experience.
That's great. Well, I mean, yeah, I we'll have to do this periodically because it sounds like there's a lot more, you know, on the horizon, even just kind of on an annual basis. You've got a lot done in the first half of 2025. So I'm excited to see what's next. But I guess I would just say congrats to you guys and the new management group and everybody for taking this on and for really honoring what I think is for so many people a really important part of the lake's legacy. The lodge, like I said, I think is rooted to the heart of the history of the lake in a way that not very many establishments are, or ones that are now long gone. And so the lodge is getting, you know, kind of the next page, some honoring the past while kind of inventing the future kind of thing is what it feels like to me just by talking to you guys. So kudos
yeah,
on that.
Very important for us to, you know, keep that strong sense of responsibility that we have to preserve the spirit of the lodge while giving it care and resources it needs to thrive over the decades to come.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Well, I think that's all I got. Is there anything else we want to add or Matt, anything else we want to highlight?
Well, we can talk about the ridge has had a reputation of having some problems with cart paths.
Okay.
This year we've addressed it. And as of today, they actually started yesterday. So as of today, they've got like three holes finished laying new cart paths. We're going to lay about a mile and a third of cart paths and kind of patch the worst spots this year and then maybe connect some dots next year. So
great.
That's pretty exciting for us. I know that a lot of golfers know that it needs to be done, and I'm just glad that we can work together and get it done.
Progress being made there. Good, good. That's great. Great update. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me.
This has been great.
This has been enlightening. And I think folks will be excited to hear about what's happening and then just kind of to stay tuned on what's next.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Well, hey, folks, that has been our Take on the Lake. Remember to subscribe and share with your friends. Stay anchored, stay curious, and we'll see you soon.